A new trial started in March 1928, but ended 2 weeks later when Hoffman's attorney collapsed with a heart attack. 6 months later, another jury disagreed. He had now served 5 of his 20-year sentence. There didn't seem much hope in going on, but Hoffman refused to give up. There was still one card to play. Samuel Leibowitz, an attorney who had saved many innocent people from conviction. To him, Hoffman appealed. Leibowitz came to see Hoffman. He was impressed by his determination to fight on for his innocence and by the fact that Hoffman realized that, in demanding yet another trial, he was gambling with death. Leibowitz agreed to take the case. Straight away, District Attorney Falk offered to accept the plea of guilty of manslaughter. Hoffman rejected it, adding that he wanted complete vindication or nothing. Hoffman's fourth trial started on 6 May 1929. As with all great attorneys, Leibowitz's power lay in the meticulous preparation he gave each case. Carefully, he studied the records of Hoffman's previous trials. 3 pieces of evidence pointed to Hoffman's guilt: his identification at the scene of the crime in company with the dead woman, the opinion of an acknowledged expert that his revolver was the murder weapon, and the apparent consciousness of guilt in his attempts to fake an alibi.